Join your hand. Can we celebrate him? Is that all you can do? Celebrate Pastor Larry Iguala. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God for our pastor and every other minister that has been here. My prayer is that every one of us here, we truly come to the full realization of what is about to happen. In Jesus' name. You are the reason why I am lifting my hands. I am lifting my voice. I sing to you. The reason I'm alive today, I am here to say, it's all because of you. It's important for every young minister to come to that reality. Because you see, what has happened today in ministry is the fact that many of us as young people have seen the successes of ministry. And for the attractions of the successes that we see has become the main focus for why everybody is crying for power. The successes that we see, unfortunately, have become the reason why people are crying every day, Lord, give me power. Just give me power. Let me raise just one dead. Because of the success that you see. But Jesus said, the Son of Man goes about, no, he doesn't even have where to lay his head. That should show to you that what is the driving force is much more than the pleasures. It's more than the nice cars that you see. It's more than the fame. It's more than the accolades and the acclaims. And that's why, for example, you see that the church is under so much attack today. Because every young person who seems to be able to speak in tongue today want to carry the microphone and say, I have started my own ministry and Sons Nigeria Limited. And that's why it's very painful for every young minister to respond to the letter that comes to you and say, you've been transferred. 1,000 capacity. And they say, go and pastor 5 people. Then you ask yourself and say, how come? this work that I've done? Maybe I need to pacify. And tonight, I would like to just challenge us that the journey ahead and the energy we need is in the presence of our ability to locate ourselves within His purpose. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Romans 8 verse 28. The Bible says, we know that all things worketh for what? For good. To them that does what? That love God. And to them who are the called. I would like you to underline that. Who are the called? The called. All things don't work for good for everybody. All things work for good for those who love God, number one. Because He must be the reason. And those who are the called, the ones that have been called, all things will work for good for them. Put them in a pit, it will work for good. That's why that Jew can come into a jungle and it work for good. Why? Those who are the called, and he went further and he said, those who have been called according to His, now the called according to His own purpose, not to the purpose of the called. Every one of us want to be inside the auditorium in Lagos. We want to be in Port Harcourt. We want to be in Abuja. Who's going to go to that? What's His purpose? Matthew chapter 22. Matthew 28 verse 20. Go ye where? Into all the world. That's His purpose. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. The Bible says, in part B of it, He said, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that He may destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, His purpose. So what is His purpose? I go into all the world, and then I become manifested, so that the works of the devil are destroyed. The essence of Jesus is not just salvation alone. Because you see, salvation is actually the price that pays for everything. That's why nobody can be delivered unless they are saved. Lord, tonight, I want everyone to realize that there is something in the inside of you. Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. The Bible says, but if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in the inside of you, if the first letter there is very critical, the second letter there carries the weight. He said, but, which is a condition. When an Englishman introduces the word but, it means that he's trying to draw a parallel between two analyses or two variables. Everything that we've said is fine, but many of us are tongue talking without the Spirit. Because the tongue talking is fashionable in our generation. I know right now we people even learn it. That's a thought. Only God knows where it's from. The moment you begin to speak in tongues, and you speak the same tongue every day, watch it. That's no more the Holy Spirit. Listen to me, somebody. The day you begin to speak and your tongue is consistently the same, it's the same thing. They are so mastered that when they say, let's go in the Holy Spirit, they start from the same time. They go to the next time. I mean, if someone sits next to me, in fact, they can tell you what to say next. But if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in the inside of you, sir, it manifests itself in different forms depending on the situation and the circumstances. This is only if you are worshiping God, it's not the same tongue when you are fighting the devil. It cannot be the same, sir. Even when you speak with understanding, it can't be the same. Some ministers, brothers and sisters, when Pastor told me about this, I said 6 years ago, I have to try to 3 days of the last 3 days of the year. 6 years, he said, as we gather before, I will pray throughout every hour of prayer. You don't need that. First day I met him, I said to him, I said, God, there's something he's telling me, there's something I'm telling you. And consistently, it looks like he says, Pastor, is it what you want? Does he fall in line? See, the point I'm making is this: the same spirit that lives inside of God. That's the picture. If the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in the inside of you, the Bible says, he by his own spirit shall put into your mortal bodies. That same spirit dwelling in the inside of you. Let me begin to wind down because I'd like us to just, you know, get into the encounter with God as we then proceed, you know, as Pastor gives us in this prayer. In the inside of every one of us are located capacities. And every capacity has a voltage. So there is a 5 kVA. There's 7.5 kVA. Now there is a turbine like the one that is firing this camp. That is why it would be foolish for anybody to have a deal to remain in Nigeria again. His capacity is global. It is global. It will be too much for Nigeria to handle. Excess power that is being generated. The Bible says God had given to everyone according to his individual ability. What is he saying? Ability is a product of capacity. You cannot have ability until you have had capacity. God gives to everyone according to the measure of his individual ability. So God cannot give you a current that your base of 5 kVA. Then you're asking for current of 5 megawatts. You will die. But you see, the joy in it is that if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in the inside of you, capacity can be increased. Capacity can be enlarged. So long as we go back to Romans 8, verse 28, you see, am I part of the fall? And listen to me, sir. The pastor posted this, and that's what has been in my heart, and that's what God has put in my heart. Is that every one of us is a worker. Every one of us will not be a preacher. Young ministers, every one of us will not be an evangelist. Every one of us will not be a prophet. Every one of us will not say, "Thus says the Lord." Some of us, God is raising us to become kingdom financiers. You are meant to stand as a young minister in the place of finance, ensuring that the kingdom travels around the world, ensuring that the things of God suffers no lack. Some of us are being raised. All that God is raising us for is to become caregivers like doctors. Never raised again. Not one. But she died. And they said, her life is priceless. She has to come back. Listen to me. She never raised one dead. One. But in the place of welfare, she was a minister of the gospel. The people said, Dorcas cannot die. Everybody needs to understand. The Bible says we are members of one body. The struggle and the competition is killing the body of Christ. Because we don't have the same assignment, sir. Our marking sticks are different. You judge me by what you see of me. You are the one that is disturbing yourself. My marking script is different from his own. Our assignment is different. Daniel can gather 10,000, but if God has said to me, you are going to raise 10 Daniels, it is different. This new army must come with a new orientation and mindset. Those who are the called according to his purpose. Listen to me. When you find the reason for calling, the purpose for call, sir, you have love naturally. Do you know why? Because you know your lane. He knows his lane. You're on your lane. I'm on my lane. There is no need to feel bittered. No need whatsoever. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in the place where there is no love. So long as there is love, the power of the Holy Spirit flows ceaselessly. The Bible says, and they gather together. They were breaking bread from house to house. Why? Because there was so much love in the inside of them. We never heard of certain apostles. Does that mean that they didn't have a call? Jesus called them actually. Have you forgotten? Every one of them was a compliment needed in that 12. They were critical. Even Judas. Essential. Without Judas, no salvation. Critical. My thesis in Bible college, the essence of Judas, critical to salvation. No Judas, no salvation. Hallelujah. Listen to me, sir. The moment every one of us can understand the essence of call, we don't need to struggle, sir. We don't need to. This must be, this is a new generation. And this army must come with a different mindset. To see somebody with a large congregation doesn't make you feel bad. Because listen to me, sir. If God has not called you to pass for 10,000, you will never pass for 10,000. If your calling and your capacity, God giving to them according to their individual ability. Some he gave 5, some he gave 2. Some he gave 1. Listen to me. Value the one that you have. Make the best of investment on it. He's not going to ask you to bring 5 for your 1. What God is expecting of you is that for your 1, bring 2. For your 2, bring 4. For your 5, bring 10. God is not going to ask you to produce 10 from your 1. This mindset and this drive has to be with a difference. Brethren, the journey ahead and the energy we need is the realization of what we have. Because you see, let me say something to you. The Bible, the Englishman said, contentment with godliness. The Bible, no, sir. But you know, the English now mastered it as if it's a word of wisdom. He said, contentment with godliness is great gain. Do you know what that means? I have 5 people that God has given me capacity and ability to groom, and I keep brooding on them. The founder of this church, his capacity was to produce Pastor Adeboye. Have you heard him severally who say, my father in the Lord taught me. He taught him. You cannot write the story of the success of the Redeemed Christian Church of God and take away Reverend Akindayomi. No story. You cannot. It is incomplete. So if P. Daniel is succeeding,
All I want to do is to understand my calling. If my calling is to support him and repost, even if it's that only that one, just share whatever he's doing. Like it, promote it. Not to sit in the corner of my room and say, is it only him? Because the moment you keep saying, is it only him? If your capacity is 5 kVA, your generator begins to wind down. Brothers and sisters, I'm not a great preacher, but the reality of the world is, listen, the journey that is ahead of us is not a journey that one man can fight. Many years ago, one of our brothers that we normally pray together said, God showed him a revelation. God brought him onto this campground through a revelation. And God showed to him a huge number of young people of this age bracket at the back of the camp training like soldiers and getting ready for battle. And right in front of that army was our daddy. And since that day, I made up my mind, even if age is under my side, even if it looks as if demographically I'm out of that space, I will support everyone who is in that space. Do you know why? Because when the story will be written, somewhere, somehow, you know the way we do mention, they will just mention. Understanding purpose gives you great gain and joy. I got joy like a river. Joy like a river. I've got joy like a river in my soul. Oh, I've got joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. Don't try to be who God has not placed you to be. You see, a copy is forever a copy. And you know the funniest thing? The person wearing the copy knows his copy. The next person to him knows that he's wearing the copy. Trying to hope is a life of complete sorrow. And that's why, personally, I don't like bling bling. Because every bling bling that is not karat gold is always a copy. It only gives you momentary joy, like drugs, like cocaine. Because when you look at it, it shines. But you know that after a while, if your sweat, you touch it, it will soon go white. So it's momentary joy. Copy remains a copy. Young ministers, what we need for the journey and the energy is to be real. Don't try to speak like Peter Daniel. I always make fun of him. I say, I wish I can do all those combinations. But you see, the moment you find your own place, you will find that your relevance will speak. I wouldn't want to come here. I want to be like Pastor Juwan. Everybody is the way you are running around. I would love that too. But what is important is about impact at the end of the day, sir. It is not about jamboree. It is about the depth of the impact. Never again should we, as young ministers, in this mission, live like those who have been before us. How many of us will be a pastor and they say, sorry, you are no more a pastor, we want you to go and be a worker somewhere, and you carry your bag and say, thank you, sir, and you resume, you are happy and you are still ready to work? A military man doesn't query authority. Military is about obeying the last order. And you know the funniest thing with things of God, young ministers, for the energy to go ahead, is when you learn to allow authority play his role. Then you will find that the journey ahead becomes very easy. By the grace of God, I'm not telling you anything that God has not allowed you. Like Pastor Jimon said, he will not bring you through it. I don't like to cram those things because I know I will make mistakes. So I just allow. If you cannot walk, he will not put you to it. If you cannot, you thank you. You know. So the reality is this. Every one of us as young ministers, and with the journey ahead and the work ahead, the critical thing, which I keep reiterating every time I see that message, is that we will never compete. We will only complement. The scripture was clear. He said, can the eyes say to the ear, what are you hearing? Can the eyes do the work of the ear? Or the nose will say, no, I don't want to be nose anymore. I like what the hand is doing. How come is the hand that is taking the meat? And the mouth says, no, I want to become hand. God is perfectly perfect. And he doesn't make mistakes. For every one of us, as different as our faces, so are diverse our gifts and giftings. Our gifts and giftings are meant to bring complement to the body of Christ to deliver the ultimate will of God. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. The moment we compete, we begin to destroy the work of God. From the moment we complement, we destroy the works of the devil. Please rise up. I have no other God but you. I have no other God but you. I have no. I have no other God but you. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20b. Ephesians 3 and verse 20b is the first prayer that I would like us to pray. But let me read from verse 16. Ephesians 3 and verse 16. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. May I take that again? That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. We are going to come back to pray the A part. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Lift up your voice to God and say, Father, I have no other God but you. Lord, strengthen me by your might, by the inner spirit, the spirit that is in the inside of me, Lord. Oh Lord, strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you pray. Strengthen me, Lord. By the Spirit in the inner man. Strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I don't know if that prayer makes some sense to you. See, listen to me, brothers and sisters. You see, you can do all the vibration. The Bible says bodily exercise profited what?
Oh, the God.
I have not seen once that the Geo praying and is vibrating like this. You know the way people do all the acrobatics? Not once. I don't know if anybody has seen it. But there is an inner strength that when he says,
you do what you say,
let it be, it happens. There is something in the inside. That's what we're asking God to give to us. The Bible says he will strengthen you by the might of his spirit. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, in the man, let me be strengthened, oh God. In my inner man. Father, let me be strengthened. Father, let me be strengthened. In the name of Jesus. Father, let me be strengthened. In my inner man. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. We'll come back to pray the number the A part, but let's look at Ephesians 3 and verse 20. Scripture, every one of us, you know, we quote that scripture regularly. We quote it very regularly. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think, ask. But you see, all of that has a part that must make it to happen. He said it's according to the power that was in us. Lift up your voice and say, Father, I am asking for this power. Lord, let the power that was in me be the power that raised Jesus from the dead. That same spirit, oh God. That same spirit, oh God. That same spirit, oh God. That raised Jesus from the dead. Let it be, oh God. The power that was in the inside of me. The power that raised Jesus from the dead. The power that raised Jesus from the dead. That same spirit, oh God. Let it quicken my mortal body. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh, I desire that we pray with understanding. Listen. You see, the Bible says that God is able to do. Which means that God has all that it takes to do. All that it takes to do above whatever we can think or imagine. So let's assume, for example, that we imagine that Nigeria one day will become a Christian nation. When 99.99% of the population of Nigeria shall become born again. Bible says God is able to do above that. It may sound impossible, but Bible says God is able to do above it. But you see, there is a condition. He said, according to the power that was in us. What is the capacity of the generator in the inside of you? If your capacity is 5 kVA, you want to cry to God and say, Father, I want a turbine to begin to operate in the inside of me. I have gone to the mountain. I have gone to the place of power. Lord, God of heaven, let the turbine of heaven begin to operate in the inside of me. The power that works in me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. What makes the difference between two pastors? What makes the difference? What is the difference between two pastors? A pastor comes and he says, by this time, tomorrow, your level will change. Alright? And it's just a statement. Another one comes and he says, by this time tomorrow your level changes. Listen to the statement. By this time tomorrow your level will probability. But one comes and he says, by this time tomorrow your level changes. There is capacity
that is driving that. There is an assurance of a power that is working in the inside. Lift up your voice to God and say, Father, I don't want to be an ordinary minister any longer. Lord, I desire the supernatural for the right reason, for the call of my life, for the purpose of your God. In the name of Jesus, for the right reason, for the call upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Empower me.
Amen.
Empower me.
Now let's go back to verse 16.
Empower me.
Ephesians 3, verse 16 and the A part. That he would grant you. Who is he going to grant?
Empower me.
Who is he going to grant?
Empower
me. Oh, you are not here. Now listen to me, sir. Whatever daddy freeze or mommy freeze or Sunday Adelaja likes, they can say, I am going to be flying all over the world in my private jet, preaching the gospel, affecting destinies. Listen to me, sir. The scripture is clear. He said the poor can never be seized in the land. No matter how you become welfareist, even in a socialist state, they are one of the poorest countries in the world. Socialist state. I used to be a Marxist, so I understand what I'm talking about. Even in socialism, where you say communist states, government should provide for everybody. Is government God? The word of God says that in the land, the poor will never cease. So no matter how you decide to work on behalf of because of people, there will still be poor people. So if you are in this scripture, this is not talking to members. So that scripture was specifically written to those who are called. Are you with me? It was a message that was sent specifically to those who have a call, who have an assignment, just that God has set aside for his own purpose and his work. Riches of his what? Of his glory. The riches of his glory. Listen to me. If it's an aberration for us to hear things like, it's an allergy, but you see, he gave them that land. That's an aberration. Why was an allergy give land to church? It should be that he's a 16-year-old, but you see, he bought 50 acres of land for the church. That's a better testimony. And I believe that my God is setting up the army that is to come. We are not going to be people who are looking up to people to bless us. We are going to be people who dwell in the kingdom, people who operate in the kingdom, and for the sake of the kingdom, we invest in the kingdom. For the kingdom to continue to advance, if you are one of us, lift up your voice to God and say, Father, I receive the power of the glory of your riches and the power to create wealth in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to speak to God. Speak to God in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lift up those hands to Jesus. Rise up on your feet, people of God.
We got no other God but you. Yeah. We got no other God but you.
Look at Jesus.
We've got no other God but you. We've got no other God.
hand, oh. You will do what no man can do. You will do, yeah, yeah.
It's as if Pastor Lani peeped my message in the evening, right? Volunteers, you saw the difference between yesterday and today. Okay. Okay. I pray for you for strength. Pastor, God bless you in the name of Jesus. Can we celebrate, Pastor? Is raising. We not compete, but we complement ourselves. When you start competing, you start depleting. Now we are going to be going for a prayer walk. We'll be back by 2:30. It's just 1 hour walk. And the next session starts by 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. You sleep by 6, you wake up by 8. Amen. I didn't beg you to come to retreat, though. You came on your own, though. Did I beg you to come? You came on your own, though. There's no rest. The next session starts by 3 o'clock, by 2:30, and by 6. You sleep by 6, you wake up by 8. Next session starts by 8. We pray from 8 to 1.